Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Texas Tech University String Project will hold Tune In, an informational open house, Tuesday, September 19th, in the Band Hall at the Texas Tech University School of Music, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. for Lubbock area fourth grade students and their parents who wish to learn to play a string instrument. I caught up with Dr. Blair Williams and Dr. Clara Zoller in their offices at the Texas Tech University School of Music. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're visiting with two very special people who are involved with the Texas Tech University String Project. Dr. Blair Williams, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank really you for coming.
And Professor Clara Zoller, who is a master teacher with the Texas Tech University String Project. So welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Great. Glad to be here.
Tell us just a little bit, Dr. Williams, about you, for people in the community who may not know you and what you do. A little bit about your background and how your journey brought you to Texas Tech.
Sure. I came to Texas Tech after I'd finished my doctorate at Ohio State University, and I was looking to come back to Texas. I was a public school teacher in Texas, and I was really interested in teaching students how to be orchestra directors in Texas. And since I had gotten such a great education in Texas and learned so much about being here, so I was really excited to come back.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We're really glad you're here. Clara Zoller, tell us about your journey to Texas Tech.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a long, long haul. I started out, I was born in Italy and immigrated to New York. My dad was a violin maker, and of course, that's why I'm a violinist, obvious reasons. And my husband and I have pretty much traveled everywhere and lived in many, many different places, including Japan and Connecticut and Minnesota and Pittsburgh. And when the opportunity came around to come to Texas, and Texas Tech in particular, we were very intrigued by what was going on here and the culture and the camaraderie and the actual excellence of the faculty and students. And so we arrived last year. We've been here for a year. My husband is the dean of the College of Visual and Performing Arts, and I'm a professor of practice here at the university. I heard about the String Project quite a few years ago when I attended ASTA, American String Teachers Association conference, and I was always wanting to be part of this wonderful experience. And when I arrived here at Texas Tech, Blair very graciously asked me to come on board, and I think I jumped on it, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And so here I am, and I'm very, very excited about the progress the students are making and just the outreach that we are able to do to bring string music to this part of Texas.
She mentioned bringing string music to Texas. Unpack that a little bit. Tell us really what the String Project is for people who don't know.
Sure. The string programs in West Texas are very strong and have been for a long time. There's a rich heritage, a rich tradition of orchestras in the schools in West Texas, and we hope to supplement that with the String Project by creating an opportunity for students to start string instruction in the fourth grade, prior to its inclusion in the school curriculum in the sixth grade, which is kind of the general area for when that does happen. And so we want to provide opportunities for all students, even if their school district doesn't have a string program, to be able to get started on a string instrument. And then they could also continue to participate in strings through their secondary education, either through our local youth orchestras or other private lessons and chamber groups as well.
You mentioned starting early. Let me ask you about that.
Sure.
When I was coming through school, I had piano background, also brass.
Yeah.
But we didn't start quite so early. But my understanding is that it's better to start string players very early. Is that correct?
It's more adaptable because our string instruments are made in fractional sizes. And so younger students, no matter their height or their arm length, can access an instrument that will fit them younger than our other wind and brass and percussion friends, but at the same time still be able to participate in a vehicle for making music. And so we want to give those students an opportunity to hear what those instruments are and make a choice, and they can always take that and use it as a vehicle for making music on a different instrument or another instrument later on, too.
So how does that happen with the string project? Say,
sure.
I'm a parent
uh-huh.
that has a child that might be interested or
Absolutely.
We would like to see become interested. What do they do?
We, in the last 2 weeks, have been in many of our elementary schools doing some recruitment presentations for our students in Lubbock area. So they were exposed to our teachers, they learned about the instruments, they learned about our program, and so they were sent home with a flyer. And even if we weren't in their school, they got a flyer at their school to be passed out. The other ways that they can look for us is we have a website. If you just Google TTU String Project, it pulls up on a Wix site. And then it's also available on a link on our strings page through Texas Tech University. They can find out that information too. So our biggest outreach program has been the recruitment presentations in the schools most recently, but they can also find out more about us on our website.
Professor Zollner, what interested you about becoming involved with young students?
Well, I've always had a passion for teaching. I actually started teaching quite early on, private one-on-one when I was about 15, and continued doing that for my whole career. Even though I'm a performer, teaching was always a passion that I felt it was an obligation on my part to pass on the heritage that I had absorbed and learned and the love and passion that I have for making music. So the best way, of course, is to train young players. And I've taught children as young as 4. I'm not a specialist in the little ones, but I've had some ones that were very interested in just chomping to play. So I've done that, and I've taught senior people. I've had a lovely, lovely woman that I taught who was actually 84 years old. So I've taught all ranges and all ages, and have enjoyed immensely every step of the way. And this is such a great way for me to come back to 4th graders and to give them that experience, and always emotionally exciting.
Yeah. How many students do you have in the program?
We have about 20 second year students, and then we have about 20 adult students as well. We have an adult program that will start with their recruitment season in the spring, so they can sign up. If you are an adult in the Lubbock community and you always wanted to play the cello, you can start in the spring, but right now we just do our youth program. Yeah.
Right.
And we usually keep a good amount of students. You know, our students have a good time, and they really like being here, and our teachers really enjoy being a part of their progress and their growth too.
Right. We have Professor Zollner as a master teacher. Who else do you use as instructors?
Sure. Our instructors are music education and music performance students within the Texas Tech program, and they vary on all of their instruments. We offer violin, viola, cello, double bass, and harp is our new instrument to offer. And our music education students will travel from each of those instrument classes so that they can get a really well-rounded experience during their time teaching with the String Project so that they're ready to be in the public schools. And our music performance students usually stick with their area, but they do a really good job of keeping our students engaged and playing. All of our teachers do, I should say that.
Great. Well, you have a specific event that's coming up. That's actually how I got onto this, is I saw some material about that. Tell us about what's coming up.
Sure. So every year we have an open house for our new and incoming students to be able to come in and try the instruments, to be able to get sized on the instruments by our teachers, to kind of get a feeling for what the string project is and get registered. And that event is next Tuesday, September the 19th, at the School of Music at Texas Tech. It runs from 4:30 to 7 o'clock, and that's a come-and-go event. Families can come, choose their instrument, get sized. You'll get materials on what our local vendors are, or who our local vendors are, what to go get as far as materials and information for getting the instrument. There'll also be time to converse with our teachers and meet them, and then of course sign up to be a part of the string project. We meet on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons in several different courses and class times, so that we offer opportunities for families that have very different schedules after school. So we want to be able to balance their after school schedule. We understand the taxi. So we want to be a part of their afternoon activities on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. So we try to make it as accessible as possible. So the event on Tuesday evening, like we said, is come and go. So come as you can. We'll also offer some free pizza for families. We know that's a very busy time and you may not be able to grab dinner. So come spend a little time with us, get a little dinner, and get your instrument and get sized.
So you were talking about getting an instrument. So if I'm a novice parent who's bringing my child, or maybe I'm a kid of all ages, you were talking about. I don't know anything about a violin or getting a violin. Sure. What do I do?
We're going to provide you with a sheet when you get here for the open house that gives you information on the three different rental companies here in town, and then one also in Amarillo that we work closely with as far as having instruments, and then they would go to those specific businesses with our piece of paper that shows them what materials they need to get from the store, and then also exactly what size instrument they need to get as well. So we have that all set up for you when you get to the open house.
Professor Zoller, what do you do with a new student who may have seen a violin but knows nothing about holding it, let alone a bow and playing it? What do you do to familiarize a new student with a violin?
The journey. Well, first of all, but most important is to make sure they have the correct size. The violins, violas, cellos, and basses come in as tiny as a 16th size in inches, up to what we call full-size violin. So once we have the student in the correct size, then I first make sure they understand how to care for the instrument, because they're very delicate in a sense. And first thing I say to them, it's not a baseball bat in terms of the bow, and how, you know, you can't put it next to the heat, you can't put it next to the air conditioning, you have to make sure it's in a room where there's well-balanced temperatures. And we talk about parts of the instruments what makes the sound of the instrument. And of course, we proceed to holding the instrument. And that's constantly reinforced every time we see them, because if it's not done properly, it can cause big problems down the line. So some children take to it instantly, and some children have real difficulty trying to manipulate this awkward instrument and its parts, because you have not only the violin, but you have the bow. Whereas in all the other instruments, both hands are on the instrument at all times, where we have two parts to us. And so we don't immediately put it all together. It goes in stages. And so we try to nurture the kids through the process. And some of them are very frustrated, of course. But that's okay. We kind of comfort them and make them understand that it's okay not to get it right off. But eventually they all get it, which is great.
So a new student shouldn't do this with fear.
Absolutely not. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Isn't that a saying?
Right.
So they come. Some of them are pretty kind of scared, I think, a little bit. But we reassure them that it's all going to work out.
I would be terrified.
I guess it is kind of intimidating to look at this instrument with all these funny-looking parts all over it and wonder what it all means, but it It's okay. It's really okay.
Wonderful. For people who would like more information, how can they get that?
First, they can go to our website and they can find us through the Texas Tech School of Music, through the String Department page, and we have a link there. They can also call us. My office number is 806-834-2992, or they can email me at blair.williams@ttu.edu, and we'd be happy to send them some more information.
Wonderful. Dr. Blair Williams, Professor Clara Zoller, thank you both very, very much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to FM 89.1. Today's edition of our program will be available on our website later today. For The Front Row, I'm Clint Barrick.